morning, everyone. How are you? So if you look at today's sermon title, it's about tearing down and building up. And so that got me to thinking about different scenarios or situations where destruction and stress or hard times leads to something better or more beautiful. So here are three everyday non-biblical examples. Of course, first I'm going to go to something dessert type baked good. So there's something called a trifle. Right, you wrinkle your eyebrows. You're like, what is a trifle? Well, there's many ways, many recipes to make a trifle. But you take a perfectly good cake, pound cake, any kind of cake you want, a perfectly good cake, crumble it up, chop it up, and you layer it with fruit and cream and berries and chocolate, and you turn it into something even more decadent than just a cake. But you had to break apart the cake to make something more beautiful. Well, another example I thought of is our stained glass window. That beautiful window is made of brokenness. So in order to get that beautiful stained glass window, each of those pieces of glass are broken. And my last example is a diamond. So a diamond is made from extreme heat and pressure. And when I think of heat and pressure, in our lives, I think of stress. So something as beautiful as a diamond was made out of a stressful situation. So what's the takeaway message here? Well, first of all, God can make something beautiful out of something broken. And sometimes he has to put us in difficult and stressful situations that we wouldn't choose for ourselves to make us better to serve him in his kingdom. So even though most of us would choose for happy, sunshiny days, we need those hard times and those stressful situations and those rain clouds to make us into what God is calling us to be. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us down to our very broken pieces, that you take us in no matter what form we come, and that you make us into something more beautiful and useful for you. Please help us to reach out to you in those broken times, embrace you in those difficult times, and trust that you are making us into something better and more beautiful. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.